tanye kule anuai Hapa na fuwa chile kenye lange Anyigaba nyigata nyigaba nyirua Nyabo na nyichara nyigabo no wane wake wane wanyi Abolo no buka go kube kagia Diano kanye kule anu abolo ni kutibi anu Diano kanye kule anu abolo ni bonye kazi hai Diano kanye kule anu abolo ni bonye kerea Desi banike abolo ni bonye kua Diano kanye kule anu abolo ni bonye kubo hai Diano kanye kule anu abolo ni bonye kwea Diano kanye kule anu
This is CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Danya, and I've been filling in for Worku Hayale Show, which is Shukshukta Radio, which goes from 10 to 11 every Sunday morning, just before Kon no Riri. And I have been filling in for him, though he will be back for his regular show at the regular hour next Sunday. Thanks for listening. And now we begin with Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. And I'd like to, we're going to focus today, as we often do, on Jewish music, but specifically this week, as this is the most intense and exciting time of the Jewish year, of the Jewish calendar. We're now in the month of Tishrei, which is the calendar month. It usually corresponds this time of the year in the secular Gregorian calendar, September, October-ish. So we are the month of Tishrei, and it is the Jewish New Year, which is Rosh Hashanah, which fell last Wednesday evening and last Thursday all day. A beautiful holiday, which involved going to synagogue, spending a lot of time with family and such. And Rosh Hashanah is not just merely a joyous New Year celebration. It's definitely not like the New Year that we know of it in the secular world. It's not just a big celebration, although it is some of that, but it's also really full of introspection and reflection and thinking about the past year and what was good and also what was not so good. And so it's a time to begin again, to begin introspection, to look back at the mistakes of the past year, and to also plan for changes to make in the new year. And this new year that has just entered is 5,768, so 5768, that's right. What an old tradition we have. That was the creation of the world, 5,768 years ago. And I'd like to say that these few days, there are 10 days between Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, and Yom Kippur, which is the most important holiday. And that's where we are right now. These 10 days between these two extremely important holidays are called the Days of Awe, or Yamim Noraim, and that's where we are now. Yom Kippur falls on next Friday evening. Jewish holidays always fall the eve before, so that will be next Friday evening, which will be a very special one as it coincides with Shabbat, which is a very holy day of the week, every Friday evening and Saturday. And so it is even more so a holy day as it's Yom Kippur and Shabbat combined. So that's next Friday evening and next Saturday all day, which is Yom Kippur. And the holiday begins, or it opens, with a service, a very beautiful service called Kol Nidrei or Kol Nidrai, which means all my vows. And so I'd like to begin with that. I'm going to play you a version of Kol Nidrai. It's right from the liturgy, from Yom Kippur, and it's Chaim Moshe singing it. This is Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice on CITR 101.9 FM.
כל לדריי, כל מילותיי, נשאתי אותם בכל משעוליי, נשאתי אותם, צרורים הם איתי, לך הוא הצרור אהבתי. כל אשר אמרתי, וכל אשר אמר, אהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. כל אשר אמרתי וכל אשר אמר, האהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. בכל שמועותיי יצרתי מילים כתובות בתוכי, שמועת אמונים אהבתי. כל אשר אמרתי וכל אשר אמר, האהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. כל אשר אשר אמר, האהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. נסעתי אני כל נאוריי, זו עד שהפרת את כל שבועותיי, נשארתי אני בכל נדריי. כל אשר אמרתי וכל אשר אמר, האהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. כל אשר אמרתי וכל אשר אמר, האהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. כל אשר אמרתי וכל אשר אמר, האהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר. כל אשר אמרתי וכל אשר אמר, אהבה היא נדר, נדר שהופר.
That was Chaim Moshe singing liturgy from the Yom Kippur holiday, which is, again, coming up next Friday evening and Saturday. And what I was playing for you, Kol Nidre, is Aramaic. Again, which is an old, I don't know if it was a form of Hebrew, related to Hebrew, one of the Semitic languages that some of the Torah is written in. So Kol Nidre is the prayer which begins Yom Kippur, which is the Jewish Day of Atonement. It's an evening service on Friday night. And it's customary for this prayer to be repeated three times. And it declares that all personal, rashly made vows made to God that have not been fulfilled are canceled. And interestingly, this prayer historically has often been misunderstood and distorted by Gentiles who have argued that this prayer is evidence that Jewish promises are worthless and thus Jews are not to be trusted. But in fact, the halakha, which is Jewish law, imposes certain limitations which vows can be canceled. And again, this is a very beautiful service. It's often the service in the time of the year, Yom Kippur, which even Jews who are quite disconnected or non-involved with the community or with the faith go to synagogue and or fast. This is probably the most important holiday of the Jewish year. That's Yom Kippur. And this is happening this year on the 10th day of Tishrei. What I'm going to play for you next is a song by Orlika, who I have just discovered. She is a Jewish Israeli French singer. And my friend Elisa just lent me this album. I'm very excited to listen to it. It's very new for me. I'm going to play you a track of hers called Tikkun. And I thought that this was fitting because tikkun means a remedy or healing or correction. And I will be playing actually more tikkunim later in this hour. But as I said, tikkun means correction or healing, which is so fitting in this time of the year. That's all about reflection and thinking about how we can make ourselves better for the coming year. So this is Orlika off of her album called... Oh, it's just called Orlika, self-titled. And that's that. I thought I'd give you a little bit more information here. She sings in French and in Hebrew. So enjoy and let me know what you think. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, which is nomadic voice in Hebrew. I'm your host, Dania. Please call in and say hello or tell me what you think of the music or anything else you'd like to say. The number here is UBCCITR. That's 822-2487.
Oh, Eli, Eli,
Oh, Eli,
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 Ah, tishma קרוב, קרוב מאוד בשירי שלי.
That was Orlika, an Israeli from France, and that was her singing a song called Tikkun, which means remedy or correction. And I have the pleasure of playing for you next an incredible cantor, actually visiting here now from Israel. He's originally from France, in Montreal. His name is Shimon Ziboni, and he joined the Jewish community here 2 years ago to sing with his beautifully powerful, raw voice 2 years ago during the high holidays, this exact time of the year. And he has come again. He's returned 2 years later now, and he is singing with the Beth HaMidrash congregation on 16th and Heather, which is a Sephardic Orthodox synagogue here in Vancouver. And I'm going to play for you some of his music. Now, he sings in Hebrew, Arabic, French, Spanish, and Ladino. And Ladino is a Spanish dialect or strain of, I'm sorry, a Jewish dialect of Spanish. And that's what I'm going to play for you, one of his songs that he sings in Ladino. And it's a well-known verse song called Tzur Mishelo in Hebrew, but he is singing the Ladino version of it. It's quite beautiful. So this is Shimon Ziboni. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Shimon Tziponi with Barchenu, bless us. He's singing about praying to have our years blessed. And that is the world-renowned cantor Shimon Tziponi, who is actually visiting Vancouver right now. I played for you, the song that I just played was off of his first album called Shalom Peace, and that was actually a recording from his concert in Vancouver 2 years ago. And before, I played for you something off of his brand new album, second album, called Hatchalot, Beginnings. And I played a Ladino version of Tzur Michelo. And thank you, Yaron, for calling. That's my brother, and I'd like to say Shana Tova to all of you. I love you guys, and I miss you so much, and I want to see you soon. This is a beautiful time of the year for Jews. It's the most intense and most important time of the year. It's about reflection and thinking about how we can make ourselves better. And as I've said, it's Yom Kippur coming up very soon, next Friday evening. It falls on Shabbat, which is extra beautiful. And so it's all Friday evening and Saturday. And even if Yom Kippur didn't fall on Shabbat, it's actually similar to Shabbat in the way that no work can be performed on Yom Kippur. So it's like Shabbat, the Sabbath, in that way. We also fast, so no eating or drinking at all, not even drinking water on Yom Kippur for 24 hours, and it's a sort of cleanse, a purification, intense introspection. And there are some additional restrictions that are maybe less well-known, but still Orthodox Jews do abide by them on Yom Kippur. For instance, no anointing of the body, no vanity on Yom Kippur. So there's a tradition of not wearing leather shoes. So many Orthodox Jews will routinely wear canvas shoes under their dress clothes. Also, also no washing or bathing for that day. And it's also a tradition to wear white on Yom Kippur, a very beautiful tradition to symbolize purification. And of course, the shofar is a huge part of the high holidays of both Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. And the holiday closes with the Tkia Gdola, the long blow of the shofar, that ushers in a new year. And it's a very long blast, it has a very prophetic sound to it. It's something that you've got to experience once in your life, even if you're not Jewish. It's a very beautiful service, the Yom Kippur service, with a lot of liturgy and poetry in it. So that's a little bit about Yom Kippur, which is coming up Friday night and Saturday. And I'd like to continue playing for us music that kind of fits with this time of the year. And I'm going to play for you next some Ofra Chaza, the Yemenite legendary goddess of a singer. I'm going to play for you her rendition of Im Ninalu, If the Gates of Heaven Be Locked. So this is Im Ninalu. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, which means nomadic voice in Hebrew. I'm your host, Danya. Please call in at any time. The number here is 822-2487.
El Hai Maria
That was Ofra Haza, the Yemenite Israeli singer, singing Im Nin Alu. So the translation of Im Nin Alu Dalte Nedivim. The translation is, if there be no mercy left in the world, the doors of heaven will never be barred. The Creator reigns supreme and is higher than the angels. All in his spirit will rise. It's El Chai. That is Ofra Haza singing the old poetry of, I think it's Rabbi Shabazi, Yemenite rabbi and poet. And what I have for you next is Emil Zrihan. And before I go on, I'd like to thank my mother, Ima, for calling. Thank you for listening. I love when people call in because it lets me know that people are actually out there. Sometimes people call and a lot of people call and sometimes no one calls and I just wonder, is anyone out there? So please let me know. Call in. The number is 822-2487. Thank you, Ima. So I'm going to play for you Emil Zrihan next, another cantor from a Moroccan background, from Israel, from Ashkelon. And he sings with a very Judeo-Andalusian influence. He has an incredible vocal range, and he sings with such emotional intensity. And you'll hear in the background oud and violin and accordion and darbuka, that beautiful drum, the hand drum, the darbuka. So this is Emil Zrihan, and he's singing about Distant Lands, Eretz Rechoka. You're listening to Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM.
כוכב צדק לדורות זרח אור
CITR 101.9 FM. You're listening to Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice. I'm your host, Danielle. Right now, you're listening to Radio Tarifa, a flamenco group from the southern tip of Spain. And what you're listening to right now is Canción Sefardí, Sephardic song. And Hugo, thank you, baby, for calling in. Thank you for listening. It means so much to me. And Abba, thank you for calling. We're running out of time here, but I did want to leave us with two last tracks. The first of which is for my cousin Chagit, and I've had a lot of family visiting from Israel during the summer, and they've all been slowly leaving, and it's very sad. It's been so amazing and such a pleasure to be together, and for an extended period of time, it's just been so nice, but they're leaving tomorrow. So Chagit has asked me to play a song by an Israeli artist that she loves, and so do I. So I'm going to play Ehud Banai and a song called Maharina. This is Kol Nodedi on CITR 101.9 FM, and this is for Chagit.
בבית אוהב כן הוא בן 30 יש לו חום גבוה הוא חוזר אל חדר נעוריו אמא באה ואומרת תשתה משהו חם הוא מתעצבן ואומר לא לא עכשיו מסתכל על ארון הספרים הישנים סיפורים שליוו את חייו בטרם תשכיביני לישון וספרי לי על הילד שהייתי איך שמחתי על הגשם הראשון הילד בן 30 יש לו חום גבוה הוא מובטל מעבודה הוא בן 30 אבל עדיין לא יודע מה יעשה כשיגמור את הצבא אמא באה ואומרת בוא קצת לסלון הוא מתעצבן ואומר לא לא עכשיו מסתכל על מדף תקליטים הישנים השירים שליוו את חייו ספרי לי על הילד שהייתי איך שמחתי על הגשם הראשון
That was for Chagit. That was Ehud Banai with Maharina. And we're reaching the very end of our show here. But before I leave you with this one last track, I'd like to wish my family, Julie and Chagit, a nesiyah tova, a safe journey. And I'd like to say to everyone, Chatima tova, Gmar Chatima tova, which means may you be sealed in the book of life. And I'm going to leave us here with Erez Yechiel with Tikkun HaKlali. This has been another hour of Kol Nodedi, Nomadic Voice, on CITR 101.9 FM. See you next week, 11 to 12. Shana Tova.
צדיקים אמיתיים שוכני עפה קדושים אשר בארץ אמה ובפרט לרבנו הקדוש צדיק יסוד עולם נחל נובע מכל חוכמה רבנו נחמן בן פג זכותו יגן עלינו ועל כל ישראל אמן נחתם לדוד שומרני אל כי חסיתי בה אמרת לאדוני אדוני אתה טובתי בלעלי קדושים אשר בארץ הם אדירים כל חפציבם ירבו עצבותם החרמן ובלסיך נזכה מדם ובלסה את שמותם על שפתם אברך את אדוני אשר יצאני אפלל